This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at brag-worthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right, what's up? What's happening? Welcome in. It's the Hoffman Show, and you're all very confused. I am indeed Craig Hoffman. It is me. This is live. This is happening. I'm in a hotel room in Los Angeles, and there has been absolute utter chaos. I leave for 5 minutes, and things have gone awry. There's been some stuff that's happened with the station today, and obviously you've been listening to a simulcast. Thanks to our friends over at 106.7 The Fan for covering some bases. Hoping Chris Russell feels better. Yada, yada, yada. Doc Walker will be with you here in about half an hour. But it just so works out that we have plenty to talk about today. And so as I was talking to Anthony, I was like, I got 30 minutes in me today. I got time. Because I also happened to be listening this morning as Terry McLaurin addressed the media, as you heard right here on the Team 980. And man, it was just sad to hear the pain in Terry's voice. And that's where we're going to start. That's what I'm going to talk about here. Doc is going to have a bunch of great coverage coming up of the other big story of the day, which is, of course, the wide receiver, Art Monk, Hall of Famer, is going to get his number retired. And it's something that's far, far overdue. I think that it is, I do have some like slightly mixed vibes on the timing of it. I'm guessing they knew that the Terry stuff was going to happen today. But I'm willing to give the Harris ownership group and everybody over there the benefit of the doubt. These situations are tough and certainly the right decision. The timing of it is what it is. But I think the most important thing for the here and now, obviously, is Terry speaking this morning. So Terry, first of all, did not have to do this. Terry and Eastern Motors have been partners with each other, and Eastern's has been a great partner to the media for decades at this point. The commercials are classic. Every major DC athlete, it's felt like, has done them in recent years. I think as Terry has gotten a little more expensive to book, it has been Terry as a solo act and he has embraced it. But they also do a great job of giving access. It's like, hey, these guys are going to do this thing. Come. And Terry knew what the questions were. Terry very easily, and I'm sure Easterns would not have blinked. I haven't talked to anybody about this. Again, I'm supposed to be on vacation. But Terry, could have very easily said, like, I'm not doing media or I'm not answering any contract questions. Like, if you guys want to talk about me getting married, my honeymoon, you want to talk about the commercials, I'll even answer questions about the upcoming season, presuming that I'm going to be there. But if you ask me a contract question, I'm just going to say no comment. So you can ask, but no comment. He could have done any version of that. No comment to nothing. And instead, he kind of poured out his heart and was just very, very honest with the frustration that he has towards, I think it should be said, the to the extent it's the organization, it's like they're obviously who he's negotiating with and who his agent is negotiating with. But it really does feel like the front office. And I'm curious how deeply that runs. These are things you have to do sometimes as an executive. Like, you have to eventually have the tough conversations. It's why it's better in a lot of fields if you have an agent. Because if you are in a position to negotiate salary and you're negotiating, especially with someone who is going to be your future boss, or, you know, if you want to think of the GM as the boss's boss, like, those are tough conversations to have in a meaningful way, and be honest. And, you know, you don't get to, like, if you're going to be the one to be involved in it, or depending on how your agent acts as a shield, like, you might be told some things you don't like. And it very much feels like Terry McLaurin has been told some things direct or indirectly through his representation that he doesn't appreciate. He used words like hurt. He talked about being valued. And for him, I do appreciate this point, and I think it's true. Like, I don't think that Terry, from like a greed standpoint, is quibbling over 28 versus 31 million or whatever the numbers are. I have no idea. I picked those two at random. They're around the 30 million number that we all presume this will come in at, right? But I don't think it's about the extra $3 million per year or $6 million or $9 million total. It is about the respect. It's about, I have been this way. I have done these things. I am someone who has driven the bus through thick and thin as a leader, as a performer. His numbers are incredibly consistent. In terms of, if you give him any semblance of quarterback play, he'll be a 1,000-yard receiver. If you give him Jaden Daniels, he's going to set the franchise touchdown record in year one. Like, he is a model citizen in terms of what he is in the locker room. He has won the Good Guy Award for his media stuff multiple times. He's always accessible. He is not just accessible, he is often verbose. He will give you real insight. Terry is someone that I always find, and I'm very lucky in this way. Terry, I was still on the beat during his rookie year. We developed a very good relationship, professionally speaking, and he's a guy that I go to after games. And sometimes it's with the big scrum, and sometimes because he knows that I've been around and I put in the work, and he has a respect for me. Like, he'll give me a few minutes to the side after, and like, we'll have real conversations about the sport. And like, Terry McLaurin's taught me stuff about football, and like, in that way, I can't help but be biased in terms of what I think of the situation, because I like the guy. But the thing is, so does everybody else, and that has to be worth something. And it has to be worth something in a situation where you say, as an organization, that matters. You can't preach character. You can't preach, doing things the right way. You can't preach hard work. You can't preach toughness, physicality, community, like, on and off the field. Anything that this administration has preached, Terry McLaurin has lived. That is who he is. He was the perfect person for them to inherit. I realize that all of that stuff leads to some value, and there could be reasonable disagreement on the value. If Terry is in there asking for $34 million a year, I understand why Adam Peters doesn't want to pay it. That is a lot of money. And I think from Adam's side of this negotiation, it is very, very difficult, because what can you say other than nothing? I don't feel like there's been any leaks from the commander side of this. There's clearly been leaks from Terry's side in terms of the frustration, and he confirmed a lot of the things that we've been hearing today. From the commander side, has been radio silent. But the thing that I struck me about what Terry said today was, it's been radio silent to him. There haven't been any conversations since the spring. And so, like, is his representation so far away from Washington's offer, from the commander's offer, that it's not even worth talking? And they were like, when you want to talk to us at our number, come back. And if you don't, like, we're not talking. Like, how wild, like, is he average asking for 38, 35, 30? I don't know what that number would be where I would just not have a conversation. And I don't know what other priorities would exist over this. And as I've said all along with this situation, this feels incredibly delicate, because one of the things that was great about last year was the team didn't face a ton of adversity. They did within games, right? They obviously needed a bunch of comebacks. They won a ton of games at the bitter end. But outside of the 1-3-game losing streak, where they rebounded phenomenally, they didn't have the kinds of issues that a lot of teams deal with. There weren't fractures. And inevitably that's going to happen. How that's handled, I think, is a true test. And look, there's a chance that Adam and Dan, especially Dan, the way he is, I think they'll handle this as well as you can on the football side of this. The locker room, the players, like, they have guys of high character. Guys like Bobby Wagner are not going to, like, he's going to say the right thing, and people are going to follow his lead. But I think if I am another player watching this, I'm not just watching to say, like, oh, what kind of negotiation? Can I pull one over in the future on Adam Peters? And I think that is the thing with Adam that is tough, is this is his first major high-profile negotiation as an NFL general manager, and you don't want to be as someone who can, to be seen as someone who is a pushover. And if Adam gives him far above what he would probably get in another place, like, let's say Terry is worth 30 on the open market, and Adam is like, and they're asking for 32, and Adam gives in to 32. That's not somewhere that Peters wants to position himself. But I think that's overthinking it. Like, my honest to God opinion is, I just think that Terry is one of one. Like, I don't have any other way to say it. Terry McLaurin, in the current status of the Washington football franchise, is one of one. Production, I mean, character, there's a bunch of great guys. But in terms of the character, the leadership, there's only so many guys with a C on their chest. And there just isn't anybody else who has produced at his level for as long on that offense. That includes Debo. That includes everybody. I guess Tunsil, but he's new here, right? Debo's new here. That combination of institutional importance, which there is so little of anything in the last decade, really 2 to 3 decades, and production, I think it's real easy to look at the next guy and they're like, Terry got this. It's like, well, you're not Terry. And that's why if I was and to bring it back to today, if I'm Adam Peters and I'm listening to that gaggle this morning, I am doing laps around my office, muttering expletives under my breath. Because fans are, and whether it's right or wrong, again, the one caveat I will continue to put in this is we don't know the numbers, and the numbers are everything. But on the PR side of it, and there's nothing the Commanders can really do here, they are fighting with a hand tied behind their back. Fans are going to hear what Terry said, and they're going to side with McLaurin. And the real hurt and pain in his voice, as someone who cares about this team, I'm sure all of you listening as fans of this team, that resonated with me in a major way. And now, if we go back to the numbers, then what I think the question becomes about the PR side of it, if you will, is are the Commanders tying their own hands behind their back? Or is their hand being tied by Terry's representation by asking for something astronomical or unreasonable in terms of contract length or whatever? And Terry, that was the one area where he said, I'm going to keep that part private, which is, you know, professionally speaking, the right thing to do. When we get back, we can play a couple of bites. Again, Hoffman in on the Hoffman Show, which shouldn't be news, but is because I wasn't going to be today. Doc Walker on his way in. Doc's going to pick it up at 5:30. But this is the Hoffman Show. You'll hear from Terry directly next on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Epic views, waterfall mists, summit sunsets. It's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's the Hoffman Show, Team 980, streaming on iHeartRadio, TuneIn, and the Odyssey app. Again, Hoffman coming off of vacation to fill a bit of a gap here as Doc Walker is on his way in. He will take you from 5:30 on, talking about the Terry McLaurin situation. And also, he is going to talk about his friend and former teammate Art Monk, the 81, going up in the rafters in November to never be worn again in the burgundy and gold. Congrats to Art, his family, fine Syracuse alumnus, of course, Art Monk, NFL Hall of Famer. But we are talking about the Terry McLaurin situation, which is why I was going to pop on with Doc anyway, and the way that they panned out, here I am solo. But I want to let you hear from Terry real quick, because I think it is worth hearing. I talked about the hurt in his voice, and if you have not had a chance to hear it, I want to let you do that. So just first off, I thought this was well done. I think it was Chick Hernandez just opened up the floor and was like, so elephant in the room, buddy, your thoughts on how this contract thing is going?
Well, I think, you know, there has to be some active discussions, you know, I mean, like I said, we haven't talked in over a month, and obviously with camp around the corner, like, it's becoming a little bit of crunch time. And, you know, obviously you want to be in a position where you're building to what we did last year, and Jaden and I continue to build along with the offense. And that was the thing, like, before I took a step back, it was things were going great on the field. And, you know, the connection and the offense and the energy was just amazing. And so to see where it was then and where it's at now is definitely disappointing. So I don't necessarily know what happens next, but without any progressive discussions, it's kind of hard to see how I step on the field. So, you know, I'm just trying to take it day by day, honestly. And I know the value that I bring. And again, I understand that there's a whole business and things like that, but I know that I'm going to continue to play at a high level. The Lord has blessed me to stay healthy up until this point. I haven't missed a game in 5 years. You know, I haven't missed practices. I block. I play full game. You know what I mean? And so I take extreme care of my body. Anybody in that building knows that. Whether it's rehab, off the field, I invest a lot of time and money into my body, and I'm going to continue to do that so I can be the best that I can when I step on the football field. So I can't really speculate what happens next. Again, I just got to take things day by day, stay in contact with my agent, and hopefully that we can have some sort of talks that are progressive. But if not, then, you know, then you have to take steps from there.
That is pretty heavy stuff from Terry to hear that, you know, oh, I don't feel like I've been valued. You know, I don't know what's next. Some of that is leverage. And I don't know how many of you listening have been in any kind of contract negotiation, any kind of whatever. But like, there's some stuff you kind of got to say, and like, it's part leverage, but part just like, yeah, like if we don't get it done, I don't know what's next. It's not like, it's not a threat. It's not, you know, it's not an act. It's just like, well, yeah, we don't get this done. Like, I don't know what I don't know. And I think Terry did a good job of drawing the line in the sand multiple times, including the soundbite that we're about to hear, of saying like, no, I haven't actively thought about, like, I'm not secretly plotting a trade. I'm not doing this. I haven't thought about holding out. Like, in his mind, this is going to get done. But how much pain is it going to be? And like, what if it doesn't? Here's McLaurin.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I haven't decided that yet. I'm trying to take things day by day, and you know, I think that's the disappointing part, where I was hoping up until this point things would clear up a lot more than they have, and so I haven't made that decision yet, and I'm just going to see how the rest of this week goes and take it day by day and go from there.
I mean, the thing about this week, and this is something I was trying to be cognizant of as I was listening in, was like, he's back in D.C. for the first time, right? He's been in Florida where he trains. We know he was back in Indianapolis at some point, his hometown. He was there for some of the playoff games and some of the NBA Finals games. He was just off of his he was just on his honeymoon in Italy. So like he's been all over the place, and you know, his agent can work while Terry is gone and send him updates. It's not to say that there shouldn't have been talks because Terry hasn't been in DC, but sometimes these things do get done when the player is back, and it's like, okay, now we have a deadline. Now we have action. You know, part of the reason, you know, that sometimes these deals get done this type of year is franchise tags, right? So like, Trey Smith gets his deal done on the day the deadline is. Like, it's annoying. They could have done that deal any time. But in Kansas City, it gets done because the franchise tag deadline is happening. By the same token, we've seen the Jets in the last couple of days do the Garrett Wilson deal and the Sauce Gardner deal. I haven't read up as much on kind of the timeline there, but my guess is those guys got back to New York, back to New Jersey, back to team headquarters, and we're like, okay, let's put the pedal to the metal here and get this thing done. You knock it out. It doesn't have to be that complicated. You know, it's not like they're working out some kind of new equation here. It's like, this is what we think you're worth. We think this. Okay, well, what about this offer? What about this? What about this? And then eventually you get a sheet of paper with a structure and dollar amounts and years that everybody's happy with. And then the agent's like, good. And the player signs the thing. Like, this isn't, this doesn't have to take a long time once it gets going. I think the part that was like alarmingly bizarre to me on the outside, but maybe perfectly normal inside, it just, and I think it's in part because of how Terry was saying it. He's like, there haven't been talks. The fact that there didn't seem to be any talks that really were like, hey man, we need you at minicamp. The fact that there weren't any offers around that, like, that feels weird to me. But if someone was like, from the industry, of an agent, if an exec, a former player, like, I kind of want to, maybe I'll call Logan and ask him, like, hey, is this weird to you? But if someone were to tell me like, no, that kind of stuff happens, and you know, maybe they didn't really care that much, they were willing to give the other receivers and whatever, and maybe he already told them that, like, I don't really want to be at minicamp, I'm happy doing what I'm doing, I'm working out, then that's that. So I think that when we look at this, it could happen this week. It could happen quickly. He's clearly here. He's thinking about it with training camp coming up sooner rather than later. And that's, you know, if his agent and Adam sit down and Terry maybe is in the room, maybe he's not, they can hammer this out fairly quickly. Last but not least, when it comes to those numbers are, the actual value, I thought this was one of the most telling things. It's very clear to me after listening to this that part of the disagreement is maybe how long the contract is and how much value you give a 30-year-old receiver. And it does seem like the Commanders are trying to use that as a leverage point. And it is very clear, as you were about to hear, that Terry McLaurin will have absolutely none of that.
Definitely. You know what I mean? It's obviously the compensation, but it's kind of like the confusion. You know what I mean? All year you feel like you're a part of something. You earned the right to be a captain. You were selected by your teammates and coaches in honor of that. Throughout the season, through the ups and the downs, through the growing process of, you know, a new offense, a new coaching staff, a young quarterback, all these things. And I just tried to lead with the right way. I didn't complain. You know what I mean? Things didn't go my way. Like, or we had tough stretches of time. Like, I was knee deep in it with everybody. And coming into the playoff stretch, like, I know I put my best foot forward on and off the field. And so when you have that type of production, when you know how people value you and see you and have told you to your face, and then you see how it's progressed up to this point, that's very disappointing. You feel a little bit confused. And so at this point, I'm just trying to get some clarity on that. Like, just shoot it to me straight, honestly. You know what I mean? But I know what I bring to the table, and I know what I'll continue to bring if given the opportunity. And so, that's the disappointing part, because you thought it was going to go one way, and now you're here. So it's like, how'd that happen? And again, it's big business in the NFL, but also, you know, when a player proves who they are over a course of time, and it's not just myself, but just in general, of NFL players as a whole, when you've proven who you are, you want that to be honored, you want that to be respected, you want that to be valued, and my value is so much more than a dollar amount, and that's how I feel about myself. But I'd be remiss to not acknowledge that in our business, the dollar amount is attached to someone's value. And I just want that to be reflective of who I am.
Seems like a fair ask to me. And Terry went on to talk about how he's like, I don't know if people are familiar with my story. Like, I didn't play very much my first 2 years at Ohio State. I don't have as much tread on the tires. Like, he reiterated multiple times, I haven't missed a game in 5 years. I've barely missed any practices. Like, the 30-year-old thing just in his mind doesn't apply to him. And if I was him, I would probably feel the same way. And that runs into the fact that, as he admitted, Father Time is undefeated. And there is a contractual structure situation here where if I was Adam Peters, I'd want very minimal money in a third year. And my guess is that is where the rubber is meeting the road here. Is Terry wants upwards of $90 million guaranteed, you know, over three full seasons. And whether that's a four-year deal or a three-year deal, what my guess would be that he wants to really know that the next 3 years he's taken care of. And if I'm Adam Peters, I'm trying to have a very blank slate in 3 years because I need to give Jaden Daniels more money than any football player has ever been given in the history of the league. And how they solve that is going to be the key to everything. None of us have enough info to understand how that math is currently mathing. And plus, famously, if we did, Anthony, we're terrible at math. So that'd probably be an issue. All right, Ant, is Doc ready to go? Is he ready to take the reins?
I have not seen Doc Walker yet.
Okay. Well,
give him a call.
I'm either more of me next, or Doc will be here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Epic views. Waterfall mists. Summit sunsets. it's all better outside. And with AllTrails, you can discover the best of nature with over 450,000 trails around the world. Download the free app today and find your next adventure.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Shout out goes to Brother Hoffman. Tell you what, man, you talking about teamwork? That's the T-E-A-M in work. And you guys, I mean, I guess it's like riding a bike in the dark. You know, you've been there so often. And I'll tell you what, you and I discussed this earlier today on how Terry would be vibed. Some would think it's cool, others not so cool. His reaction, unless he's up for an Oscar, that was a really emotional outcry. You know, it was kind of like, hey, look at me. I've been affected by this in a way that he's angry. And my position doesn't change. Both of them deserve Oscar nominations because that's what it's all about. It's a negotiation. All I know is Peter's past, everybody worth their salt and talent didn't sign until they were in a 49er camp. They treat a lot of these guys like, I want my cash and some time, but if I'm management, I ain't putting you out in the streets with new cash. Your butt will be in there with us when you get paid. You celebrate, do that next offseason. That's what I've always felt. It's a mentality that I own you, and you ain't going to get this cash, even though I want to give it to you, to go out there and roll down with your friends. You're going to be in work, which is the way I would do it. I don't want to trust you with that. I mean, half a minute, these bonuses are crazy now. You a young person sitting up there with all that kind of paper? Be in a dorm room. But I take the stance that everybody in a negotiation, you have to be willing to lose in order to win your side of the negotiation. Because Adam, he does have a boss. He's got a boss. So the art of the deal, we're going to find out who's bluffing. That's it. I don't know any other way to explain it. Because if you get emotional into it, like some people here at the station that have been paid under the table, I won't mention Linnell's name, but my point is that it's a negotiation.
But, Doc, if you give your hard-earned blood and sweat to an organization for 7 years, and I think that's also sort of kind of what I'm struggling to separate, the person who Terry is, the man he is, from the business of the organization. Like, I can understand Adam Peters not wanting to give a 30-year-old, you know, buku bucks because he's 30 years old. But the points that Terry raised, his production isn't slowing down. Like, he does acknowledge that father time is a thing and you can't beat that. But at the same token, he doesn't have a lot of tread on his tires. He didn't play a lot in college. Doc, you're rolling your eyes at me, but I think a lot of what the points he made, he's whining.
I think you're whining like, I'm a good guy, just do it for me. This is war, man.
It's not also just being a good guy. He's being productive, though, Doc.
He's paid to
be productive. Franchise leading in touchdowns. Like,
yeah, and he should be. And I'll tell you what, I don't know how far they could be off, but just like I feel about the kid in Cincinnati, back up whatever you stick your chest out saying what you want, then don't accept it. It's a chicken, man. I can afford to lose you. Can you afford to lose me? That'd be my posture.
That's fair, but look at a guy like Mike Evans. 10 years in Tampa. Been highly productive. Rarely ever missed games. He's over 30. And guess what? He's still being productive. He gave 10 years, he's been loyal to that fan base.
He works. I love him. I love Terry. But
what's the difference? Please tell me the difference.
Well, it's a little quick twitch, even though Terry's 4'3", 4'4", but the perception of you don't think him and Mike Evans are the same speed.
They're probably not the same. They're probably not the same speed, but guess what, Doc? Yeah. They're both equally as productive. Mike Evans, 10 straight 1,000-yard receivers.
I agree.
Terry,
I'm not thinking as an athlete or former teammate. I'm thinking this is business. Somebody's a winner and loser. It's never no even in business to me. There's no ties. If I got a guy working for me, he's tying a lot, he's going to be pretty soon unemployed. It's about wins. I need you to save the company money. I need you to make this a bargain so that we can do something else. That's your job. I didn't want you to fall in love. You need to fall in love with winning this negotiation because that's all it is. And the moment they get it done, they kumbare. They hug and move on. It's the way it is. It's called business.
It's not
for everybody.
Do you think the deal will get done before training camp?
No.
So, okay. So we're going to be in camp just like, you know, Brandon Ayuk, Debo Samuel holding out and just waiting for a deal to get done.
I can only judge a man by his past.
You're right. You're right. I don't think that serves the team well, especially in a year we're trying to contend. You've paid Debo Samuel his money. We're all in. You went out and you traded for Laremy Tunsil. You go get Josh Connerly to beef up the offensive line. It seems like we want to win. We want to contend. Mm-hmm. But then you have our wide receiver one who is deserving of all the money that he's asking for. And you're willing to have this guy hold out for what? He wants what he wants. He's not budging. What are we waiting for?
I mean, there are some camps that would have said, they let Tunsil go. Wait a minute. With a young, prosperous quarterback who the year before was JD5? Are you kidding me? Yeah, dude, because even Patrick Mahomes one day, somebody going to move on. Everybody has a price and a number. The question is your front office tough enough to win those battles? That's what it is. Because even Brady, people say, well, Brady took less. But you will see, I don't believe none of that. Because I think him and the owner had a wink-wink going.
Ah.
I've never believed that. Tom is smart enough to go, what do I need with an NFL salary when I have a relationship with Robert Kraft? Mm. That's the long game. But that's how they've taught me to think like they think. I've seen too much to go, don't fall for that, Slim. Because in the end, it's all about the money. Who keeps it? Not like baseball, not like here, where we've been talking about our ownership situation with the Nats. This is more strategic. And I look at this and I go, a lot of people never believe, like Love. A lot of people think Love, they want to make this a comparison. Is this going to happen? As much as we give up left tackle, who gives up an all-pro left tackle? They did. So the chicken match is that, did Adam win that battle? Let's hope he did. Or did they dump a problem? We don't know, but we're going to find out. Left tackle. How could that ever be expected? Maybe AP's ability to make it go. Maybe that's the play of the day. Do you want Tunsil or do you want a wide receiver? You choose. Maybe it comes down to that. But either way, this is big boy property they're into now. This is the big time. And Terry today, unless he's a terrific actor, or I would think, I wish it never happened. I wish today had it never happened. He has no reason to try to sell himself on the air. His work is on film. It's on tape. He has nothing to say.
I think he just wanted to confirm some of the speculation.
But who's confirmed too? Who does that emotional outpour benefit? What are you going to do? You're not going to go to games if they don't sign him? Are you willing to say right now that you're not going to back the Commanders if he doesn't sign? No, you're not. It was just great for people like us in the content business who were working in the middle of July.
Mm-hmm.
It was a home run. But in the end, first of all, he's so real, he couldn't come up there and fake. That's the part about him I love.
The thing is, though, mm-hmm. between the team and Terry McLaurin,
mm-hmm.
we've heard it from Terry first,
mm-hmm.
and I think that's where majority of the fan base, because some of the fan base thinks he shouldn't have done it. He shouldn't have gone to the media, the public, and, you know, aired his grievances.
Mm-hmm. I agree. But, it's going to be a split.
But since it's out there, I think a lot of the fan base, especially amongst the people that I've been talking to in the studio,
mm-hmm.
everybody's upset. They're pissed because it's like, Terry's deserving of this money, and now Adam Peters looks like public enemy number one.
Let's see how long they hold that grudge. Oh, will that 12 wins win? See, that's when you start. Fans are not supposed to. They're not professional negotiators. They're emotional wrecks. And if you're a fan of the Burgundy and Gold, your heart has been ripped open. You've been battered. You've been through a tough.
Yeah,
you
we have.
Survived. Not only the pandemic, I mean, you survived a lot. And so I want Terry, but JD5 is the only guy on that team that it would devastate me if he weren't there. Nobody else devastates me that they're not there. The second most valuable person to me is Sam Cosmi, and he ain't going to play till Thanksgiving. And I'm still optimistic because he's lined up against two of the baddest human beings that play in the NFL in our division. And so we got to win without him. Ain't nobody mentioned that at all. No, you better be worried about inside out. Now, we think we've covered it, but you don't know till you know.
But you still need talent, though, Doc. What quarterback has won with no talent, with no talent?
Kansas City Chiefs did the best example last season to me. They got to a Super Bowl, and their cupboard was thin. That was the most amazing job. I can't imagine a team that won as many games as they did with that offense they had. Their defense was beast. The Chiefs? Man, that's Pat. That's why I said we got five. So I look at us like the Jets. I mean Jets. Like Kansas City. Their offensive line is in the Super Bowl. We're not going to be terrible. Our offensive line can be pretty doggone good if they stay upright. Does that make me think we're better than them? No, as good? No, but we ain't too far out. if we get a back. See, what they all, Andy always has a guy to put in his belly. You know, we got to get a back, not a show pony, not somebody doing. We need a back. And in a perfect world, if I could blend the two, we might have it. We may already have it. But I love me some Eckler. I think on third down, he makes people panic. Because he is, like my old teammate Joe Washington, you can't check Eckler. He healthy? You in a world of trouble if he's got enough time. That I like. We know in the red zone, we've got some guys that get the job done, but five? When we talk basketball, I always say, basketball, is he an alien? Do we have him traits? Very few do. Now the Wizards do. And I'm the first guy to come here and say, good God almighty. What I saw, I'm all in now on hope. I'm in with hope because I saw grit. Do I want my guy to be stylish, smooth, or gritty? Gritty. I want to know, are you going to fight when the odds are against you? I have not seen a Wizards team compete as a whole for an entire game the last game they had. But everybody's summer league people. It ain't like they went against the Celtics. They went against people on a similar level. I ain't seen people check people like that since John was at Georgetown. I mean, it was like unbelievable. Saw blocking shots. Is that Ewing? Is that Dikembe? That's what I felt. It was relentless, and it never backed off. So this Commanders team, I want to know, what is our character going to look like? Now, what I'd be concerned about is without Terry. See, he mends a lot of fences we don't hear about.
Exactly.
Because he's like JD5. He's there early, stay late, always working. When I've been in practice, I always keep my eye on him. He never takes a period off. If they're not on the field, he's with his coach on the side, and they're working on low balls, high balls, over the shoulder. He never stops trying to get better.
Is he the heart of the team?
To me, he is. He's a symbol. If they had a logo, it'd be him. Not JD5. Not yet. JD5 ultimately will be.
Yeah.
Right now, it's Terry McLaurin. That's why it's so ironic to me that today we ended up talking about James Arthur Monk. You don't have to be the loudest guy to have the biggest influence. Terry's an influencer. And so I think that's really, really important because it's like to me, like James Wood, you don't have to say a whole bunch to put out a message. You know, and talent and leadership aren't always on the same person. But when you get it, and Art, that's why I'm so proud of him today because of how he worked. You know, I was here with Terry Metcalf, and Art had that 15-pound weight vest. Art did things off the field, on the side, never mentioned it. People didn't talk about it. But, man, that thing was a 15-pound vest. They say Slim, over to high school, and just running and working, doing steps. And Metcalf's the hardest worker I'd ever been around. And that's why it's good. That's why Ertz is so valuable. Because when them puppies see how Ertz works, when they see these guys that got a little cake work, then it becomes contagious. And that's where DQ and these guys have mastered. How many times you could count Terry mentioned, what does he miss most? He ain't saying about no money. He didn't say about the games. Missed his locker room, missed his boys. That's the kind of effect they have. It's something that, as you well know, as an athlete or former athletes, what do we miss most? The locker room. It ain't practice, I can tell you that. It ain't practice. And it's really not even lifting. It ain't weight training. It ain't running 330s. It ain't running it ain't none of that. What it is, the fellas, the cafeteria, the meeting rooms, the bus, it's all that stuff where guys drop their imaginary images and they just become people. You know, it's just like, so that's the point where Terry, I start worrying about, man, a team without Terry. I don't even want to envision that because I don't know enough about the guys, other guys in the locker room. I know Eckler is a leader. But I'm talking about, to me, the leader is on the floor, on the field, in the game, damn it, all the game. It's hard to do it part-time. Even though you may have a big voice, guys want to know you sweating, you on the hill, you might take a shot. But all this is good, man. So I don't think it's a negative. It just surprised me that Terry was that emotional.
I wasn't surprised at all. He's hurt, man.
No, he's serious.
Yeah.
He's serious. But I didn't know that's the way he would share it. Well, hold the thought. We'll take a stop. It is 5:54 in the nation's capital. DOC in for Hoffman. Hoffman, it was here, too. I never get to be on with Craig. I hate that. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.